struggle is real. It's the second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 1027 The Bomb.
All right, here we go. Second date update on the 20s. We got Blake on the line.
Blake Shelton in the house.
I had a feeling you were going to go Blake Shelton, but I didn't see him as the country kind.
I don't know either. I was thinking Blake the Snake Roberts.
Jake the Snake Roberts. Blake the from Snake. WWF. Yeah. Not back when it was WWF.
Yes. Blake the Great.
What about Blake Lively?
Oh yeah, she's pretty.
She would get it. Yeah, she hot. Yeah, she's get it. Well, she does get it. Ryan Reynolds, bro. He would get it too. They both get it. Honestly. All right, Blake, tell us about your day, brother.
I am calling in about a girl I met on Facebook named Holly. She's an absolute smoke show, and one of her favorite things to do is go to the beach.
Sorry, I haven't heard the term smoke show in quite a while.
Smoke show or smoke shell?
Smoke show.
Oh, show.
Show, yeah. What would you define as a smoke shell, Joe?
Like a bunch of smoke in a shell?
Like
in relation to a woman. What does that say about a woman if she's a smoke shell?
Does she get a little bit smoke in the shell?
What is a shell?
The shell is what she needs to come out of. So she get a lot of smoke in that shell.
So in other words, what I'm hearing is she's full of...
Let the smoke out.
Yeah. Stop lying to me, girl. I know you're not a virgin. You're full of smoke.
Liar.
You smoke shell. All right, so Blake, this girl was a smoke show.
Indeed, fine as hell. And one of her favorite things to do is go to the beach. I brought a small little picnic with us. We sat in the water and talked, and then we ate some, and then afterwards we hugged a little and made out a little, and we called it a day. But yeah, she had to leave early because she got stung by a Portuguese man of war.
Poor thing.
Like that salt in the wound, sting on the skin right there, because it's one thing to get stung by a Portuguese man of war. Nobody likes that, right?
Yeah, no.
It's another thing when it goes and ruins your date.
Yeah.
And the date was going good to the point where you guys were canoodling at the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, towards the end. I'd have been like, bro, you guys suck to begin with being Portuguese man of war, but now you got to ruin. I was going to get some.
Yeah. It was right over the Okole. Yeah. I was going to visit that area, bro.
That's the one you need to see, bro. I was about to smoke that shell.
Oh, man.
About to light it up, homie.
Freaking
man of war got to come around, and you got to ruin you.
You're right in the kayak where I like, put my
tongue. Tentacle blocker?
Yeah,
you block my tentacle? God.
What? I didn't even know.
I never thought I'd be... blocked by a Portuguese man of war.
There's some other powerful force in the universe saying you ain't getting none today.
Exactly.
All right, but she was okay, though. I'm assuming she left not crying or anything.
Well, she definitely hurt, but she had to leave early, and that was that, and it's kind of, here we are. So I'm hoping you can figure out what's up.
Okay, she hasn't gotten back to you.
She has not. She has disappeared on the wind, and
maybe it was very traumatic.
People disappear on the wind.
Yeah, especially with their shell. But
not in. With a whole bunch of smoke, and I was about to smoke that. Yeah. Let's give her a call right now. If you don't mind, Blake, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened, see if we can get y'all reconnected, okay?
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and this is my guess, my hypothesis. I think it's going to be an easy one. I think she's just embarrassed.
I would be too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And my argument, I'll let you know in advance, is going to be nothing to be embarrassed about. We've all been stung by man of war.
Yeah.
You know, and especially if you're not familiar with it, like you moved here from the mainland or something like that, it's a little startling. So don't worry. Yeah. All right, Blake, I feel good about this one. Here we go. Let's give her a call. Hello, is this Holly?
Hi, yeah, this is she who's speaking.
Hey, Holly, you big smoke shell. It's the Kayla Show. That's Fat Joe.
LZ.
MJ.
Your Holliness.
Your Holliness?
Your Holliness.
I thought you called her your Howliness.
Your Holliness.
Greetings, your whiteness.
Yes,
Didn't you do like Holly Jolly Christmas or something?
That'd be fun too, but yeah. Holliness.
Holly, good morning. Gotta let you know we're on the air, you holiness. So legally, we need your permission to keep this conversation going. Reason being, we made an outgoing call to you.
Yes.
Wow, so cool. I mean, yeah, I'm a big fan of y'all, so yeah, sure.
Put me on. Love you. Yeah,
thank you, Father. Yeah.
Okay, she is your holliness.
Yes, she is.
I actually drop it too sometimes.
Yeah.
I was in Houston for 5.5 years. What can I say? Well, Holly, we're actually calling it for a reason. There's this guy you met on Facebook. He took you to the beach. Everything was going super good. He made a little picnic, and sounds like you guys had a little snuggles at the end.
And after that, you went
and you got stung by a Portuguese man-o-war.
Oh, those freaking Portuguese.
Yo, they'll get you every time, those Portuguese man-o-wars.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah, that was not my finest moment. And, it was just like more than the man-o-war, though. I mean, even Blake was just, he was just like a little bit too much. The whole thing was just, I don't know.
Aww.
Okay, yeah, I was about to ask you, because I know he's reached out since.
Well, okay, I mean, he seemed to be well-versed in what to do after you get stung, like, but it was just, I don't know, too much too soon, because one of his favorite beaches, Sherwood Beach, and he's pretty familiar with that area because he lives around there, so he, like, knew where to take me as soon as I got stung to this, like, secluded little, like, behind the trees and bushes or whatever, and he just tells me to turn around and show him where I got stung. And before I know it, he has, like, dropped his board shorts, and he's peeing on me.
Yeah! You got R. Kelly, girl!
And it's like, the thing is, I got stung, like, right under my butt, so and he's just, like, peeing all over my
Oh my god.
So wait, Holly, I gotta ask, because it's a lot funnier if this is true. You're not from Hawaii originally. You moved here from the mainland or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you just get stung by a Portuguese man of war, and now this guy is treating me like R. Kelly.
Oh no, bro.
I'm about to give you some of that Neil Sport. Don't you worry.
Wow.
Enjoy this over here. Just enjoy
the
show.
He just whips his thing out just like that.
And just starts spraying you down with his shishi.
Oh,
and just,
my God.
So are you not calling him back because you're not impressed with the size? Or
I can tell by the stream it wasn't much to enjoy.
It was a fast one, bro.
It was kind of a light dabble.
Maybe he's like, a drip, drip, drip.
I would get shishied on, man. You better be forcing me forward. I'm going to be holding on to some minute.
It'll last at least a minute, bro.
Spray me down, buddy. Spray me down.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I didn't have time to think about it, or he didn't ask me if it's okay, you know? I mean, maybe if I had some time to process that this was about to happen, but he just, like, whipped it out, and he was ready to just pee all over me on
Oh, my God.
Holly, being that you're not from here,
I go home and shower and forget about this whole ordeal.
Didn't explain in advance. You know what kind of alleviates the pain of a sting is when you put shishi on it.
The warm water helps.
He didn't explain any of that. He just took you to the secluded area, whipped it out, dropped trowel, and just like, girl, go ahead, bend over, show me where the pump's at.
What if somebody was walking by and saw that?
I know.
And they have been like, bro, good job.
Hey, high five, man.
Number one, you got a girl to agree with. Number two, you in public.
It still sings. It still sings. You got to go.
I'm impressed.
It was not how I wanted to spend my afternoon. He's just a little too overzealous. I think there are other ways that we could have alleviated. Or maybe he could have, I don't know. I could have peed in a bottle and put it on myself. I don't know.
Would that have been better, though? You squatting into a jar.
But you want instant relief, right?
Yeah. And then have him spray it on you after.
I'm just like dousing you with your own shishi from a glass jar.
When my sister got stung by a Portuguese man o' war at Sherwood's as well, she was like screaming in pain, and then my mom's like, Joel, pee on your sister. So I was about to whip it out and go ahead, but my other sister was there saying, no, pee in this cup, and then we're going to pour it on her after. So
oh my God.
You could have peed in a cup first and then, you know, put it on you.
Okay, but I mean, what's worse? Do you want the Band-Aid ripped off quick or do you want it slowly? Because the slow version is peeing into a cup and then having them very gently pour this shishi all over
you. Meanwhile, you're in excruciating pain,
bro. Just whip it out and pee on me.
Yes.
I'm not sure what's worse.
All right. Wait, so before that happened, were you guys having a good time, though?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Nice.
Not good enough to give him a golden shower.
It's like two years deep in.
Well, Holly, I'm sorry to let you know, but Blake, he's been on the other line. He had called us to call you. He didn't know why you weren't getting back to him.
Blake Kelly in the house.
Yeah.
Hi, Blake. Sorry.
Hey, what's up, Holly? I just wanted to make sure I got it before it got worse. Time was of the essence, but I just wanted to get rid of this thing. And how are you doing, by the way?
I mean, it's much better, but I just wish it could have been agreed upon first.
Who peed on you after me?
Was it bigger? Was it a longer pee?
How was the PSI? Was it strong? I pride myself in having a very strong flow.
Oh my lord.
Look, I apologize for not asking before I did it. I just wanted to make sure you were okay. I really enjoyed our time and your fire, and I hope I can hang out with you again. I promise I won't pee on you again unless you
unless you want me to, yeah.
I had a really good time. I just want you to know I really like you. I enjoy our time together. We should do it again. I promise I won't piss on you this time, though. Yeah, not this time. Unless you want.
Only if you ask me to.
Let's go in the shower.
I don't know. I mean, it's a real story for sure. I guess.
Well, Holly, I can hear that you're on the fence right now, which is a good place to be for us.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me try and get you over that fence, right? You got to go back to the intent behind everything. It's not like he's like, I like this girl. I'm going to pee on her.
Yes. Let me mark my territory.
Hold on. Let me cock one leg up and... This one is mine, boys.
You smell that? That's mine. Yeah, but it's me. It's me.
You notice it's a little yellow. I had an extra B12 supplement.
Oh, no.
That's mine. Oh. Nobody touch.
Nobody touch.
No, the intent was he saw you in pain. You got stung by a Portuguese man of war. So, being a man of action, he wanted to alleviate that pain for you and a man of compassion as well, which is why he peed on you. Joe shared his little anecdote about how his mom asked him to pee on his sister after she got stung by a man of war. I have a similar story, if it makes you feel any better. And the point being, it comes from a place of love.
It's from love. I love to pee on you.
I, too, as a kid, I got stung really bad.
Oh, no.
Like, to the point where it wrapped around my leg.
Oh, no.
And I came out of the water, still wrapped around my leg, the Portuguese man-o-war. And obviously, I was just bawling, crying, because it was just stinging and it wouldn't stop. My uncle came, he ran, he ripped the man-o-war off of me, took me back behind the tree, whipped out his junk, and just went, let's go.
It's not gonna hurt at all, boy. Just hold on.
I was just like, it's like, I'm stinging, and I got my donko shishin on me. He's taking a whiz on my leg.
Yes.
And he said, no, it gets worse, because he's like, boy, turn, boy.
He wanted
me to rotate so that he could pee the whole way around my leg.
Well, either that, he's going to have to do the shuffle and go around you.
Yeah, I know, it's just tough, because then, when you move, sometimes you get friendly fire.
Oh, the smash back is real, bro.
You take one to the eye or something, rotate so I can get the whole thing, your whole leg, because it was wrapped around.
Oh, gosh.
So the point being, yes, was it traumatizing? Absolutely.
Yes.
But when I think about the reasoning behind it, he was trying to take care of me.
Yes,
out of love.
That's right. And now replace me with you, Holly. Replace Uncle with Blake.
Oh,
comes
man.
From a good place.
I mean, I know. It's a purely circumstantial situation. I'm sure he didn't wake up planning to p- on his date that day. It's just,
Well, you
it's
know,
her
yeah,
first
yeah, he obviously hasn't been on many dates with many men recently.
It's
a golden time out there.
I don't know. I just feel like I've already had his pee on me. It's a little bit too close too soon, man. I don't know.
Well, once again, it wasn't like it was for some kind of fetish or anything. Oh, you got stung by a man-o-war. Yeah, and I'm assuming, Blake, it's not like you carry around meat tenderizer.
Oh, yeah.
I do not, no.
Okay, which, by the way, Holly, I'm not referring to him as some kind of cannibal or anything like that. Meat tenderizer is supposed to be another suppressant of the pain when you get stung by a man-o-war. And which, by the way, Blake, just so you don't pee on any more of your dates... The whole peeing on... I can't believe those words came out of my mouth. Yes. Yeah. Just so you don't go and shishi on another date.
Oh, yeah.
That whole peeing, we looked it up.
Yeah.
It's not real.
It's urban legend. It's not true. It doesn't help the sting.
It doesn't.
So, which makes just one wonder. Go back in time.
Yes.
Who the fuck came up with that? You know, this is his very day. He's probably like 6 feet under being like, y'all still peeing on each other.
R. Kelly Sr. that came up with that, bro.
It's like probably the longest, worst, the best practical joke any Hawaiian has pulled.
True. To date. For sure.
Because people still pee on each other when you get stung by a man-o-war, and it does nothing.
And if you get stung by a man-o-war and there's a lifeguard station around, they have ammonia or whatever.
Vinegar,
yeah, to help with that.
Yeah, they have it in a spray bottle, so that way you don't have to spray your ammonia on her, Blake.
I'm writing all this down.
So, Holly, once again, I think if you take it as, which you did, come from a place of care.
Yes.
He wanted to care for you.
By peeing on you. That's great care.
And hey, you know what? Any awkwardness moving forward? Well, you got to say, you tried to pee on me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, damn, girl, I've been there already.
Yeah.
Did you have fun, though?
Yeah. Was it involuntary, like the last time?
Yeah. Did you get stung by something? Was it a bee sting? MJ, being another woman on this conversation, yes. I'd love to hear your perspective.
Well, if it was a great time before that, then I would give him another chance.
And once again, his intent wasn't like, I can't wait to meet my date and on her.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm thinking, like, you know, being peed on your first date is a little bit too much.
But when it comes from a place of... No, okay.
Great intent.
If you eliminate the Portuguese man-o-war from this conversation, I would be making a different argument, okay?
Right, right.
But I think he was trying to take care of you, and he was really enjoying your company. This time we'll send you to... You guys will have a date on land. Only on land.
With no jellyfish.
And we'll pay for it. That's right.
I got an argument.
Go ahead.
When he whipped out that tang to go pee on you...
That tang.
Were you impressed?
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell him that in person on the second date. I'll tell him that in person.
Okay, so that means you agreed to a second date. We'll pay for it.
Yes.
Dinner, drinks.
Sure.
On land. Blake, you are welcome. Save the golden showers for after too many drinks.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
When you damn girl, they came out involuntarily this time. I mean, we're spooning and that was hammered.